Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sean Carey here, and Steve on his way into the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Lots of ways to get in contact with us. Our email is stevejones@wkok.com. Our toll-free, 1-800-795-9565. Also, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. At Steve Jones PSU, and once our live shows are done, we master them, put them in the archives, and do the podcasts. So that's at stevejonesshow.com. Also, they are available on both iTunes and Google Play and the Apple Podcast app. So we'll be with you live till 5, and then we'll have the Late Day News Roundup. Chris Elio at the anchor desk this afternoon, and we'll have CBS Sports Radio for a bit tonight, and then we'll have Phillies baseball as the Phillies are at the San Francisco Giants. Aaron Nola will be on the mound tonight for Philadelphia, 9-7 with a 3.02 ERA, and Jeff Samardzija, 7-12 for San Francisco. His ERA is 4.74. Two losingest teams in baseball with little bit 2018 draft order at stake. They start a four-game series for tonight, starting tonight, a four-game series. Phillies coming off a 3-0 loss at San Diego yesterday. It capped off a three-game sweep. The defeat was the Phillies' 10th in 14 games. Phillies are 43-75. Giants are 48-74. And Aaron Nola will be dueling with new Giant. He'll have to deal with a new Giants third baseman, Pablo Sandoval, Panda Bear, for the first time. Waived by Boston last month, signed to a minor league deal by the Giants 3 days later, promoted to the majors earlier this month. Sandoval has hits in 8 of his last 10 games in his return to the team that he helped win World Series championships in 2010, 2012, and 2014. So that's 10:15 start tonight here on WKOK. We'll have first pitch at 9:40. Little League World Series also underway. First batch of games going on at Lomani Stadium, Volunteer Stadium in South Williamsport. Got a team from Italy there for the second consecutive year. Also a team from, I believe, South Dakota is there for the first time. The Mid-Atlantic representative is from New Jersey this year. Also got a team from Walla Walla, Washington, the Pacific Northwest. And it'll be countdown to the big Little League Classic, which is Sunday night at 7. Live coverage will be on ESPN. Did hear that the Seawinds Grove High School Drumline, they will be in attendance for Sunday night's games. So we're hoping they're going to get a lot of TV time. They'll be playing before the game and in between the innings. So very proud of that group. And we appreciate our great friend Jeremy Hummel, who does lots of great work in the area. Not only teaching the kids music, but also has a great time himself with his own band, Into the Spin, a longtime drummer and a former member of the band Breaking Benjamin, co-founder of that band, of course, now doing great things here right at home in and around Seawinds Grove, teaching kids how to drum. Great influence on the kids, and great guy all around. Now, the big news that we just had on CBS at the top of the hour regarding what's going on in Barcelona, Spain, a van drove into a crowd of people on a popular pedestrian street in Barcelona, killing at least 13 and injuring at least 50. Police say they have arrested a suspect. The driver of the vehicle initially fled the scene. The van slammed into scores of people after it jumped a curb and drove down the famous pedestrian walkway in Barcelona that runs down the middle of the Las Ramblas Boulevard. Keith Fleming, who lives in Barcelona, saw the aftermath. He said women and children were just running. A number of American men's basketball teams that are touring Spain, they say that they are safe after that occurrence. Currently there in Spain are Clemson, Oregon State, Arizona, and Tulane's men's basketball teams. Clemson posted a statement on its Twitter feed saying that the entire travel party is safe and secure inside their hotel. Tigers had an exhibition game scheduled for tonight against the Barcelona All-Stars that has been canceled. The team will head home Friday as previously scheduled. Oregon State also issued a statement saying that their team is safe and okay. The Beavers are scheduled to tour Spain through the 25th, and they're now determining their remaining schedule. Arizona coach Sean Miller said everyone associated with their program safe and accounted for. The school put out a statement saying that it would not play its third and final game of its exhibition tour and working plans to go home. Tulane was scheduled to be on a tour until Saturday. Their AD tweeted everyone associated with the program safe and accounted for. Clemson has been in Spain for more than a week as part of a four-game exhibition tour across the country. The Tigers beat teams in Madrid, La Roda, and Barcelona toured many sites, as documented in a video blog posted on its Twitter feed and website. So coming up next week, we will be ramping up our Penn State coverage for sure. We'll have the season premiere of Inside Penn State Athletics on Monday. You can hear that here on WKOK. And, of course, the first Penn State football coaches show will be next Thursday night, but Coach James Franklin not scheduled to be on the show next Thursday night. His first appearance will be 2 weeks from tonight, August 31st, 6:05 here on WKOK. So that'll be less than 48 hours away from the Nittany Lions' first game of the 2017 season against Akron. That'll be a 12 noon kick. And, of course, Steve and Jack will have that for you here on WKOK. And between now and then, for sure, we'll have Jack Ham join us on the show as Steve and Jack will break down X's and O's and kind of get a glimpse into as what they have been seeing, especially for the past week or so. Jack has had a chance to experience several Penn State practices over the last week. So it'd be great to have Hammer back on the show. Way overdue. Our toll-free is 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. We are hoping to get someone from ESPN, possibly tomorrow, that's there for the Little League World Series, and be broadcasting, televising, of course, the Little League Classic at historic Bowman Field Sunday night at 7. Could be either Jessica Mendoza or Tim Kirkchins. We're hoping things will fall into place for that tomorrow. And, of course, tomorrow being Friday, we'll have our weekly visit with Steve's brother, Kevin Jones, as he checks in from Connecticut. So as we mentioned, our podcast, and I haven't told Steve this. Maybe I'll just share it with you now. Last Thursday, of course, we had Spider Caldwell on the show. And keeping track of our numbers with the podcast. And since we started putting the podcast on both iTunes, Apple Podcast app, and Google Play, the second hour of last Thursday's show with Steve and Spider Caldwell, most listened to podcast in the history of this show. Very, very cool. So if you're a Penn State football fan, and if you have not had a chance to hear hour two last Thursday with Spider, get to it. It's awesome. We also have it posted on our podcast page at stevejonesshow.com. But if you do the podcast thing on either Google Play with your Droid phone, or if you have an iPhone or iPad, get the Apple Podcast app, search Steve Jones Show there or in iTunes, and subscribe to our podcast. You won't miss any of our shows. And you can catch up on any of the shows you miss live here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So taking a look ahead to next week, there will be Phillies games next week on Tuesday and Thursday in this time slot. So we will have three shows for you next week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it looks like it'll be Wednesday next week. We will have our first high school football roundtable of the 2017 season. Teams will have their, most of the teams in the area will have their one-game scrimmage this weekend, either tomorrow or on Saturday. So we wish them the best of luck. The kids stay healthy as they get geared up for what we hope will be a very entertaining week one of high school football, 1 week from tomorrow night on the 25th. And we'll have Shikellamy Montoursville here on News Radio 1070 WKOK with Kevin Herr, a.k.a. The Suit, and head coach Dick Hort. Over on Eagle 107, Sewens Grove travels to Alumni Field. Take on Milton. Milton will have their new head coach, Phil Davis Sr., Phil Davis Jr., the junior quarterback this year for Milton. Steve Williams will have the Milton call on Talk Radio 1380 WMLP. And, of course, the Seals over on Eagle 107 with airtime at 6 with Seals Game Day. Coach Derek Hicks at 6:30. Pat O'Brien, Ryan Brandt, Zach Showers will have the call beginning at 7. So very excited to see the Sewens Grove offense with their senior quarterback, Logan Leiby. He'll get his wideout, Ricky Cope, back, hopefully for a full season healthy. Ricky was out for several games last year, so, and it was a banner year for Logan Leiby, yards-wise, touchdown pass-wise. So see if he will be setting more numbers in the record book this year. Sewens Grove looks to go into a deep run in district playoffs. Of course, first things first will be Milton. Lewisburg will be taking on Hughesville. Great to have Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels back on the Lewisburg Green Dragons broadcasts. Be starting next Friday, the 25th, over on 100.9 The Valley. Now, we should tell you that the Lewisburg-Hughesville game is a 7:30 kick. Not 7, 7:30 kick next Friday on the 25th. So airtime will be at 7 over on 100.9 The Valley. So
very good.
Yeah, we'll get the boys back together again here in the studio for our football roundtable.
Most of them.
You know, those
who are dedicated to their craft, yes. those who look at it as a hobby, no.
I'm still working on Kevin on that. So, hey, just call us up. Carve out 10 for us, you'll be fine.
Forget it. Bag it.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just bag it. I apologize. There's a way I have to get here to do this. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. Got everybody up to date.
Let me explain quickly here.
Has the bridge reopened?
The bridge had reopened. I'd have been here 15 minutes ago. They did was they kept a road open next to the bridge.
Oh, okay.
So I've been going a couple of different ways to do this, you know, to go around all of this because there's no easy way to do it. So I went that way today. And guess what?
The road was
closed.
Oh, jeez. So you got behind a big John Deere or something.
Right. So I had no. I get to the road. Now that's closed. I had to turn around, come all the way back, and go all the way around that way.
Ugh.
So, I mean, you got to be kidding me. 2 more weeks.
There you go.
Yeah.
Leaders in Lamont have to start sending you text alerts. Like, come on.
First of all, let's start with that key part, leaders. All right, so. A little lacking across the board on that one. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Oh, well. So, my apologies. When you go down one road that's been open every single day, and then suddenly it's closed, and you have to go turn around and come all the way back out, and then go, I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Who's running this show?
That's what I miss about Allie Stevens after she left here earlier this year. She would send me alerts about what's happening on Interstate 80 in the morning in case I needed to take 15 south down instead.
Right.
So
right.
I miss that.
Yeah, well. I go to turn around, and I turn around, and I stop, and go, I looked over, and go, you got to be kidding me. So now I've got to, like, do the old three-point turn to try and get out of there. Like, you know, one of the, construction guys is laughing. I'm thinking, I know your boss, dude. Really, really well. Okay. Really well. But I won't say a word. But, so Peter King went to the Spikes game last night.
Yeah, I saw it. I had to do it.
Did we retweeted that, I assume? Like that. Did he put that on Twitter?
I thought I did. Yeah, he was posing in the posing in the bleachers with the West Virginia mascot.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I mentioned that to Joe Putnam, and Joe looks at me. It says to me, he was. Like, okay.
I saw it right before 8 o'clock, so I just automatically assumed that it happened right before first pitch or pretty close to it.
First pitch was at 7.
Yeah. I did see it before 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he loves baseball. I told you that story about when we were kids. And Big Red, his father was a pretty good semi-pro baseball pitcher. And we played Little League for one of those managers, one of them, you know, that doesn't exactly help the game. How about that? Okay. And so we had, quote, what for 11 and 12-year-olds was a big game. Right? Big game. For first place. His father got him tickets to the Red Sox game. And so he tells the manager after the game before, he says, I won't be there on Thursday. Well, he gets read the riot act. And then he says, great, what are we going to do? Now, who's his backup? I said, what do you mean you're going to do? I'm going to play. What are you talking about? What are we going to do? God. I went 1-for-3, knocked in a run, scored a run. Excuse me, and they won the game. All right, yeah, the heck with you, pal. Oh, he and I one time were talking about coaching Little League and how now he went a little further than I did, but I said I try to keep innings equal, you know, where nobody plays in a 6-inning game, nobody plays less than 3 innings, and I try to rotate through who's playing 6 and who's playing 3, so everybody, you know, is in that spot, that way everybody, right, in the end it gets relatively close. Fair enough. Well, he went further. He said when he coached Little League, he charted how many at-bats to make sure they had equal at-bats. And we both cited who we played for when we were on the team together when we were 11, 12. The influence. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more. Did we take the break already? Did you take it out?
We did not. We can take this now and go into the news.
No, we can certainly do that.
We can.
We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Four city blocks of new Fords. Over 40,000 trucks sold. SMC is where you want to be. At Sunbury Motors, you can choose from over 100 new Ford trucks with discounts as high as $13,500. 2017 Ford F-150s are priced as low as $24,419.
See why one is sold every 43 seconds.
There goes another one. Choose from over 60 new 2017 Ford Escapes, and they start at just $19,880. Lease a 2017 Ford C-Max Energy for only $169 a month with zero down.
This amazing vehicle gets up to 95 mpg.
Plus, get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 2017 Ford Fusions, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers. SMC is where you want to be in August for the largest selection and massive discounts on new Fords. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley and all of Central PA for over a century.
Exact Energy leases for 36 months with zero down. Tax and tags included. 10,500 miles per year. See dealer for details.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
What do we do with the Mark Lawrence monument. We raised all this money for it. What do we do?
Should be room for it in King Street Park somewhere, you'd think.
Then there's the suit statue. Right? We were going to do a big dedication to it. Right? Really big, well planned out, and the whole thing. He took a vacation day. All right, so.
They're rolling out brand new turf. The Danville football field, 1 year too late for Suit Light.
I could say a bunch of things, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to.
Save it for when you see the suit off air week from Monday.
He won't be there. He's taking that day off too.
Oh, is he? I didn't get that memo. Okay.
Oh, look, he's always on vacation all the time.
So I saw him. About an hour and a half ago. He said, yeah. I got to get going. I got to get to a meeting in South Williamsport. And he automatically, not even without hesitation after he said South Williamsport, no, I'm not going to the baseball games. I got a meeting. It's like, okay. It's your conscience. All right.
I mean, Rogers treated you well. If you want to keep treating him this way, it's up to you. He's been like a father figure, too. I mean, but I know I treat Roger with respect and reverence. It's because he's earned it. Meanwhile, other people in the back of the building, well, one in particular. All right. This day in sports history, 1894, John Wadsworth of Louisville set a major league record when he gave up 28 base hits in a single game. That's bad. But that was in an era where, like, hey, look, hang in there. You're the only guy we've got. 1973, the great Lee Trevino got his first hole-in-one of his career at the USI Golf Classic at Sutton, Massachusetts. I would think that would be Pleasant Valley Country Club. I think that's Pleasant Valley, which is a good place. 1986, Pete Rose, then of the Cincinnati Reds, struck out in his final at-bat. San Diego Padres relief pitcher Goose Gossage is the one that took care of business. Let's talk a little minor league baseball for a moment, because this is a conversation more than just about minor league baseball. Some exciting news coming to State College for next year. Joe Putnam joins us from beautiful Morgantown, where the Spikes are playing the Pirates affiliate, the West Virginia Black Bears. Putt, welcome.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter King.
I said hello. Well, he wasn't there long, I'll tell you that. Shortest game of the year.
They got a really good pitching performance all the way through, just didn't get enough runs to help them.
Indeed, and that's the thing. You're going to look at Johan Oviedo, stepped to the mound, retired 18 in the first 19 batters he faced. The only hit he allowed in the first six and a third, the only base runner, period, was a home run by Sandy Santos. And unfortunately, there were some, again, there were two errors in the inning and a couple other misplays that don't necessarily go as errors, but definitely added to the attack. So you're going to look at Oviedo's line, four runs allowed, all earned, seven innings. Think, it was good, not great, but it was a great outing. Oviedo spotted his fastball exceptionally well, got the curveball working also, worked from ahead in the count for the most part. I believe up until the seventh inning, he only had 2 3-ball counts the entire outing. Really impressed by his performance. Scooter Hightower, I even talked to some West Virginia folks down here, and they admit he's a little advanced for this level, but obviously, there's a little bit of a logjam in the Pirates organization when it comes to pitching. So he's here now, but I think the Spikes will face him again. And they were able to get some opportunities going against him, just couldn't cash in on those. But tonight now, a new night, Jonathan Mulford on the mound for the Spikes. So State College still within striking distance in the wild card, still within striking distance in the Pinckney division, especially with the two games against the Black Bears coming up here. 3 next week and 3 the week after. There's still some ground to be made up for the spike taking on Blackfish.
Our game goes to State College next August. Should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. You and I, Steve, had the privilege and the honor of working the 2009 All-Star Game, which was a tremendous experience, a watershed moment in the history of the Spikes.
No doubt.
That was a great experience. I mean, Jimmy Paredes, I recall, was actually the MVP of that game.
He was.
He ended up going to the major leagues. He's been bouncing around the big leagues for a while now with a few different teams. But also, it'll be great to have New York Penn League president Ben Hayes back in town as well. I know he always enjoys coming to State College and chatting with you.
Yes, he does. Actually, we have a good time with Ben. So
we do. It was funny. I was at the All-Star Gala event, which was in downtown Troy. It was a tremendous experience there. The Tri-City Valley Cats, I thought, did a great job as hosts of the event for the 2 days, Monday, Tuesday. A gala event downtown Troy. The Eli Young Band performed. The All-Stars were introduced, and I arrived, and the decision had just been made that the All-Star game would be going to State College. And Ben, I go up and introduce myself to Ben. And Ben says, "Well, it looks like you have a little writing to do, huh?" I said, "Yep, yes, I do." But luckily that was done, and it's always an honor and a privilege to be able to announce such great news, which we were able to do then Tuesday night. And we're looking forward to a great 2 days in Happy Valley. It will be a mid-August date again, the date being finalized as we speak, but anticipate the same time period, the third week of August, just about. Again, we're finalizing that now, but it will be in the middle of August. Medler Field, O'Bonnell Park will be the site, and we'll have several great events. Preparations are already underway, and I know that you and I both will be an integral part of those, and excited to show off with the best of what Central PA has to offer to the whole baseball world, converging on Central PA for the 2018 New York Penn League All-Star.
Yeah, they really turned it into it was really a full two-day event last year, back 8 years ago, 2009. And Scott Walker and Jason Dombach, yourself and everybody, they're going to do the same thing next time. When it's over with, they're all going to remember the great time they had in State College. And I think for the fans, here's a chance to see. You could sit down. If I were you, I'd get a program, and I'd sit back and over the next 5 years, checkmark how many of those guys you saw in the game that made the majors.
Oh, it's funny. In the Tri-City program this year, there was a featured photo. J.D. Martinez at the time was with the Valley Cats. He came, and there's a photo of him looking over Beaver Stadium, getting the tour. And we know how J.D. Martinez has made an impact in the major leagues. And it was really had some great memories for me to see that photograph and know it will be truly, as you say, the future stars of baseball will be descending upon Happy Valley next summer, and we'll be excited to host them all and again put our best foot forward, and also give a great time to the folks here in Central PA who have supported us for so many years. This is an event that really will bring the community together, I think, and there'll be a lot of events that will afford fans from all over the region the chance to come in and have a great time for 2 days.
Sid Bream was the speaker that day at Beaver Stadium, as a matter of fact, at the luncheon that day. When the Spikes get finished, they've got obviously tonight and tomorrow at West Virginia. Then the Joe Putnam is one of our own weekend at Auburn coming up. After that, it's a six-game homestand, and it's a six-game homestand with the Pirates affiliate, West Virginia, and with the Phillies affiliate, Williamsport.
Absolutely. Two teams, obviously it's the only visit of the year by the Black Bears of West Virginia to State College. I know a lot of Pirates fans like to come on out and see the future Buckos, which, again, one of the great things about seeing the guys at this level, you see them at the entry point. So Pirates fans can make their plans to join us Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, all 7:05 games against West Virginia, the Pirates affiliate. $2 Walking Taco Tuesday, Half Craft Wednesday with a half price wine and spirits in addition to the half price craft beers from 6 to 8 p.m. and Dollar Beer Thursday with a 12-ounce domestic crafts from 6 to 8 p.m. all coming back for those three games. Villain night on Tuesday as well, right off the bat. And then on the weekend, Williamsport coming in, Crosscutters making the first three of what will be five visits to State College over the last few weeks of the season. And some big nights coming up there. You've got Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
This is your night, Joe. This is your night.
Friday, August 25th, absolutely. And that's for you, Cobcast Spotlight, helping us out to bring in the Hacksaw. So bring out your 2x4. He'll be signing autographs. He'll be meeting and greeting fans. He'll throw out a first pitch. He will be involved in an on-field contest as well. I'm guessing that I will also be involved in said on-field contest. So that'll be a big something to look forward to on that night. For me personally, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Afterward, it might not be the greatest of experiences, but it's going to be an exciting night. Fireworks that night as well, presented by Fullington Bus Company. And if you're looking at your pocket schedule and you think, well, it doesn't list any fireworks on August 25th, that's a makeup show from earlier this year that we're giving to you, the fans. And so it'll be the first of what is currently two fireworks shows on the weekend coming up next Friday, August 25th. That's the 7:05 against Williamsport. 7:05 Saturday the 26th, Mifflin Juniata County night, as well as a purple and black hat giveaway for the Fulton fans of all ages. That's thanks, of course, to Service Master by Holobenko and Merry Maids. And then Sunday the 27th, we're right back for more fireworks as well, presented by First National Bank. It's a 6:05 game against Williamsport. And it's also Timber Night, presented by Keystone Wood Products Association, appropriate enough, with Hacksaw earlier in the weekend, and Williamsport Crosscutters coming in. Timber Night, as we honor the folks that are make the wood products that keep us going here. And I mean, it's everywhere. I'm in a hotel room right now here in West Virginia, and yes, it's the Mountain State, but I see wood products all around me here. All the furniture has that wood theme, and there's a lot of things that wouldn't take place without them. So we'll honor them on Timber Night. August 27th finishes off that big six-game homestand. And Steve, as you well know, opportunities are running out for the Spikes to play at home in this regular season. Only 11 home games remaining.
That's exactly right. So 11 more opportunities in the regular season and big games to boot. And on the pregame on the 25th, I will step aside. I will allow you to have a solo stage with one of your heroes.
Indeed. We'll be talking the parking lot tuxedo brawl, I think, in Houston is one of the topics.
There you go. this is Mean Gene Okerlund Jr. For those who don't know, Joe loves the WWE. Fair?
Yeah. That is fair.
Right? And knows more about it than anybody, except for, well, Tom Hanover. Tom knows more than anybody now because Tom Phillips, you see on WWE, he worked for the Spikes at one point.
2010.
He knows more about the WWE than all of us combined now.
Yeah.
Jeff Brown tells a story. He was telling a story one night. It was. Jeff must have been working in the South at the time, I would think.
Yes, down in I remember this. He was down in Dallas, Texas there, where Wichita Falls, just outside Dallas.
Yeah, he was working down there, and he was the ring announcer.
Yeah,
For select shows. I mean, not all of them, but select ones that were in the area. And so the guy that runs the show, because Jeff would be at ringside, said, hey, look, why don't you go to the concession stand? He goes, nah, I'm not hungry. He said, no, go to the concession stand. Go to the concession stand now. Okay. So Jeff goes to the concession stand, and they take one of the guys and throws him up over the top rope, and where Jeff would have been sitting, the whole table smashes. And the guy that runs it says they did a show someplace else, and a woman, she ended up breaking her leg at one of the other shows.
She wouldn't get out of the way. She didn't take the hint.
Go to the concession stand. go now. But I'm not hungry. No, go now. You know, you have no idea what a gigantic favor I'm doing for you right now. They threw him over the top rope, over the turnbuckle, and down into the table. Yeah. And you love this.
So, oh, yes.
So, I mean, have you ever done that where you've been a ring announcer?
I've not done any ring announcing. The closest I've come is I was the guest color commentator when All or Nothing Wrestling visited Menlo Field at Lobano Park
right.
a few years back. But
yep.
have not done any ring announcing. So by anybody out there looking for a ring announcer,
how much would you like to do it if you just had the opportunity?
Just the opportunity?
Yeah, just the opportunity. No, it's got, because I mean, look, I mean, baseball, you know. And doing sports in general. But, like, say opportunity presented itself for one night to be that guy.
Absolutely. One night, I'd love to do it.
Yeah. Be a part of the show. get thrown over the top rope.
Hey, you know, Steve, much of what you've seen me in action at the ballpark, much of what I do is not that far removed from what I was doing in the ring. So.
The difference is you're out there taunting a dog. The dog has no response. And look at that, like, where's the food?
Let's put it this. Bob responds through his actions, all right? He lets his actions speak for himself.
I think that dog is more reactive.
I think you're right there. I think you're right.
All right. Big six game homestand, 272-1711. Buy and print at statecollegespikes.com, or you can go to the box office. The homestand begins on Tuesday night. Looking forward to it.
Also, too, want to mention to keep your eyes peeled. Coming up next week, a couple big announcements in terms of some maybe potential bonus tickets. You can get some extra tickets that you might be able to receive next week. So do want to keep everybody abreast on that.
Oh, very nice. I like that. We will keep an eye on that.
Yes.
The Hacksaw is in next week.
Yes, he is. Friday night, 25th. Don't you dare miss it.
Oh, no, I'll be observing.
It's going to be a ring-a-ding-dong dance.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Steve.
Joe Putnam. Joe Putnam would be, I think, Sean, a great ring announcer.
Oh, he would have no-brainer.
Or WWE.
Yep, absolutely.
I think he'd be a great one.
There was another branch of pro wrestling that came through Sunbury for an appearance a couple of years ago, and they set up a ring down at the stage near the river wall in Sunbury that was built a couple of years ago, where they have the permanent cement seating at. And right. I was asked to do the ring announcing for it. But unfortunately, I had to DJ a gig that night. I couldn't get out of doing it. I would have loved to have done that. I probably would have got planted into a table, too, but...
Well, Jeff was funny. Because he said, look, he said, why don't you go to the concession stand? He had just climbed out of the ring to introduce the bout. And the promoter says, well, why don't you go to the concession stand? No, I'm not hungry. He says, no. Look at my face. Go to the concession stand now. Okay, so Jeff's up at the concession stand buying whatever, and all of a sudden this guy flies up, and where Jeff was going to be sitting, the table went to smithereens. And as the story goes, he had told a woman at a previous show the same thing, and she didn't take the advice, and she ended up getting hit. Broke her leg. So, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, he'll get a chance to interview the Hacksaw next Friday. Who knows? Maybe a WWE diva will show up at a Spikes game sometime down the road, and you get to interview that, and Joe will be like, oh, I could interview her instead of Hacksaw. Like if Hall of Famer Trish Stratus were to show up, and if you would interview her instead of Putnam. I don't know. That could be a little bit of animosity there.
I'll do that down the third base line. Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Well,
that'd be cool.
Something tells me you'd show up.
I would show up. I had a little stratisfaction to Medlar Field that night. Are you kidding me? A lot of guys showing up to get her autograph that night.
I'm sure if they were to line her up, that it would be a prime promotion.
Take that over Corey Feldman every day, twice on Sunday.
I would take one of the maintenance workers in Sunbury before Corey Feldman. Every day. I told you I walked past him in the runway of the dugout.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
that.
I walked by. Hey, yo, how you doing? I'm good. I said, good. I kept on going. He's like, this guy acts like I'm nothing. I'm saying, sorry.
Okay, I work here.
Okay, see the ball boy there, right, that I know? Okay? Great kid. Like him. Care about him more than you. you don't understand here in life, all right? You're whatever. Okay? Not the first rodeo in life. Not awed by whatever. I have no idea what you've done. So that probably helped me, too. I have no idea what you do. All right. We'll come back with more in a moment, top of the hour. All right. We've been talking about college coaches getting pulled by CBS Sports. Today's on referees. Always a prime topic when we get to Hoops Club and Quarterback Club officiating. Okay, they'll tell you they're all bad. They're probably mostly wrong when they say that. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention Central Pennsylvania! Now is the time to check out Sunbury Motors Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 25 brand new Elantras starting at $17,496. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is discounting all new Sonatas, $3,978. Choose from 24 Sonatas starting at just $18,967. All new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Why would you buy another import for more money and not as good of a warranty when you can save thousands at Sunbury Motors Hyundai? If an SUV is on your list, Sunbury Motors has 18 Tucson's starting at $20,993. Attention Central Pennsylvania. Now is the time to see what you can get for your money at Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburyhyundai.com. Now is the time, and Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the place.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.